Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much once again for the privilege of biblical study with you as we mention to you the Crockett Church of Christ that invites you to its regular services on this Lord's Day this Sunday. We will meet this morning, 9:30 for Bible classes, 10:30 for the preaching service and the worship service, and then 6 o'clock this evening for another worship service this evening. We invite you to come and be a part of it with us. 7458 Highway 4 West in Senatobia, Mississippi. Out the west side toward Tunica, come and be with us this morning at 9:30 or 10:30. Wonderful studies in the Bible are found. No greater practical things are found than in the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament of the Bible. In the Old Testament, we find the book of Proverbs to mention to us a variety of things about God and His right way, and about mankind and the way that he should follow and that he should go. The book of Proverbs opens with the statement of the Lord, to know wisdom and instruction, and to perceive the words of understanding. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. It is noted to receive instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to simple and to the young men knowledge and discretion. The wise man will hear and will increase learning, and the man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Indeed, counseling is a big part of life. We all counsel ourselves as we grow up in life. We counsel ourselves to obey what mom and dad tell us to do, and they insist that we do it right and do it well and that sort of thing. Also, we find ourselves enjoying our teachers at school. From first grade on, we find their instruction to us is something that we need to go by or something we need to fail and repeat again, because that counsel is not being ridiculous. That counsel is being personal to us. And as that decision is made by the individual to follow that counsel, it is a wise decision on his part. Notice what is stated here in Proverbs chapter 1. To know wisdom and instruction, and to perceive the words of understanding, and to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, and the young men knowledge and discretion. The wise man will hear and will increase learning, and the man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Indeed, this is the way of life that God wanted us to follow, and a way of life that we are naturally into as we begin our earthly journey here. We find ourselves looking to the statements made by people and individuals in the family as well as at school, and we find ourselves either responding to them favorably and helpful, or we find ourselves wishing we had. Listen to it in Proverbs 15 and verse 22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are well established. Notice that from year to year and from time to time, as we grow up in life, we find the same kind of good discretion and good teaching and wise understanding to give given from mom and dad, from grandma and grandpa, from our neighbors next door, from the teachers at school. We find the same degree of understanding given to them. There must be something to the way to do things right way rather than not. Without counsel, a person's purpose is disappointed. But of the multitude of counselors, they are well established. Proverbs 15 and verse 22. When we find ourselves doing what God says do, we find ourselves enjoying a rich reward from that way, because we don't have to redo it. We don't have to refinish it. We don't have to come back once again and wish we had. We find ourselves enjoying the relationship that we had. And in that way of life, we find ourselves enjoying that way to pass along to others. How that it wiser to be a person who is honest and dependable rather than one who is taking advantage of others and not dependable in life. Think about this particular thing as we study today the book of Proverbs, and in reference to how to live for the Lord from day to day. It is noted in Proverbs chapter 20 and at verse 5, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding shall draw it out. Where is that counsel? It falls into the depth of that individual's being. And because of that, he finds himself thinking about understanding it, and it draws it out, and there is nothing but good, deep, cold water to enjoy as he goes along. Some promotional ads appear nationwide a few years ago that stated, if you won't do it for yourself, then do it for those you love. It's a good thing to do things right for a purpose of the individual. But when that individual doesn't consider it to be valuable to himself, he looks to mom, he looks to dad, he looks to his brothers and sisters, he looks to his girlfriend or boy, and he finds himself saying, you know, this would be better for them. This would be better for my relationship with them. This would be better for every decision that I make. This would be the way I should go. That's what the biblical text tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 5. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Indeed, we will. And we'll find ourselves enjoying the relationship of life that we have with others, as well as the day-to-day activities of the Lord in our lives. We're talking about a way of life today that is a way that is proper and good. Let's consider it in regard to some things that we face in life from day to day. Do we consider how valuable things are as we buy a car, as we buy a house, as we find ourselves wanting a son to be in our very steps and follow that way? Do we find things very practical in that way? Or do we find ourselves really not really serious about it as we should be? Well, the biblical text tells us that that's the right thing for us to think about as we have children and as we grow in life as we go from day to day. Every problem should be weighed in our mind. Some problems are lightweight at one time and heavyweight at another time. And perhaps we'll find ourselves spilling milk on Monday evening at supper may not be the same stress level as spilling milk 10 minutes before guests arrive for the dinner of that evening. And so it is that we realize something serious is important, is with us, and because it's serious, we pass that along to others of our family. It is a case that you advise yourself, you counsel yourself, as to the weight of a problem. In so doing, consider the biblical advice as you make decision, which will help you to bear the load of many problems. In Proverbs chapter 12 and at verse 20, reference is made to an individual in life who finds himself doing the kind of things that he deems to be valuable for his life. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 20, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but the counselors of peace is joy. When we have good counsel of those who bring us joy in life, rather than we have the counsel of those who find us imagining evil and deception is a part of it, we'll be better off. We'll be better off for sure. We'll find ourselves rejoicing in that counsel, because that counsel will help us toward a better way of life. Again, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 20, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but the counselors of peace, in the counselors of peace, there is joy. Joy is found in the life of an individual serving God and serving His right way for the Lord's sake. We find ourselves doing what the Lord says to do, and we're not going to be people who get ourselves into deep trouble because we did not consider information. Every year there are businesses that begin without good counsel, without enough counsel. And because of that, people fail in their career, fail in their job, fail in the work that they're doing because they simply do not have enough counsel. The Bible tells us very plainly already in Proverbs 15 at 22, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are well established. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Indeed, we find ourselves doing what God says do the more that we consider the value of it. Happiness comes to those who exercise wisdom and understanding, according to Proverbs 3 at verse 13. Happiness comes to those who exercise wisdom and understanding. And they solve problems thereby. But following advice of a wise person will lead to a fulfilling life. It is noted there in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. And later on, as we've read here, in Proverbs chapter 12 and at verse number 20, we find ourselves being people who are wise in the way that we do things because we find people doing right rather than being deceived. Deception is a terrible thing. It may profit an individual who does the deception without being found out. But once that person finds out that he's been deceived by you, because you have taken advantage of that individual. You've taken advantage because of the way that you talked about it so good and so favorably and so helpful. And so you'll find a way in which you can find that deception to go over with that individual before he finds out that you have really deceived him. And as the deception is understood to be that, then it goes against that individual who has perpetrated that set of words and that plan to have that kind of deception to be done. Let's find another way, a better way. A better way that is described here in Proverbs 12 at 20. A way of peace. A way that is a way of joy. Be a counselor of peace. Be a counselor of joy. And that is a good thing to do. When we find ourselves angry without control, we find ourselves doing something that is not wise. They have anger without control. When a person has an ability to chew a nail, or a person who strikes him or attempts him to be struck, this is a terrible way of life. But to determine an individual to be a person who's slow to anger, when Proverbs 15 and verse 18 says, a man that is slow to anger will appease strife. What happens? Why, the strife level of that individual goes down considerably when he finds himself a man who is slow to anger. Slow to anger, a good way to live and a good way to practice life. And it will guard against being a deceiver to others and hurting and harming others with wicked activities as a result. Proverbs 12 and at verse 20. Acceptable words communicate with others without malice, without hurt, without theft. It is noted that a rash person will frequently use words of death in Proverbs 18 verse 21. It is noted in that sacred passage that one finds himself in a way of life that is evil and wrongdoing. Proverbs 18 and 21 tells us that death and life are the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Notice that when you find yourself in love with a way of life that is death, and the power of it exercised brings only death and only hurt and only harm, there's not going to be any good result that comes to your life. The book of Proverbs is filled with those type of ideals in regard to the way that we live and the way we control our tongue and our anger and so forth in life. But you know, we find ourselves getting older and going to school, and we find ourselves involved with other people. And what happens then? The big day finally comes, and all the towels and all the racks and all the toilet articles being put together in suitcases and trunks and so forth sends a person to leave home and to go to school and to be there with others that he doesn't know. And he has to determine if they are people who are helpful. In Proverbs 8:15 and verse 28, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Proverbs 15 and verse 28. When we find ourselves around people who are righteous in their way, and they study, they consider a situation underway. They consider an application to it. They consider how to go with it. Then it's a better friendship that we have. But when we have a friendship with the mouth of a wicked person, then there's going to be evil that comes out of that mouth and evil understandings are going to be there as a result. And a person is going to get into the trouble that that person is advancing. Let's be people who find ourselves with the heart of the righteous, studying to answer, and being around people who study to answer situations like that. Read it again in Proverbs 15 and verse 28. Trust is a very little thing, but trust is a little thing that has a great deal of understanding to it. Trust is a thing about the individual who entrusts a great deal of work to others. Confidence placed in person of proven unfaithfulness is like eating with a chipped tooth, the Bible tells us, in Proverbs 25 and verse 19, and walking with a turned ankle. When we find ourselves doing those kind of things in life, a chipped tooth and a turned ankle, Proverbs 25 and verse 19, we're not making good decisions. We're not making good decisions. We're not counseling ourselves to a better way of life. We're not finding a better way of doing things. We're finding an evil way of doing. Take advantage with me of the saying, shame on me if I take advantage of you twice. Shame on me. Take advantage of the idea of doing good and doing righteous things in life. Honesty is a characteristic that, again, is a small word. But it nevertheless is a word that holds a lot of consideration. Because with the purchase of truth, Proverbs 23 and verse 23, comes the discipline of honesty that serves to strengthen your life. In Proverbs 23 at verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and understanding and instruction. Notice, buy the truth and sell it not. When we find that way of life to go, we find a valuable commodity, a valuable way of doing things. And being honest within ourselves that we are telling the truth, that we're practicing the truth, that we're understanding the truth, and we share that information with others round about us, will make us a very helpful person in everyone's life. There'll be a young lady who comes along, or a young man who comes along in your days of courting and in your days of dealing with life, and you'll find a way in which you find yourself looking at that as a value. And you will tell them, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Be a person who loves that way of life better than a way that is deceiving and deceptive. And we've already read back in Proverbs chapter 12 in reference to a deceptive way of life that is hurtful and harmful to everyone round about us. Let's be people who will counsel ourselves with the things of honesty and truth and righteousness in our lives. When we do that, we find ourselves in analyzing every relationship that we have. And when we find ourselves doing that, it'll be a wonderful spirit of life that we can have. In Proverbs 18 and verse 1, a broken spirit intentionally hidden to others may be a spirit of life that encourages a feeling of life and suppresses them and will find himself not in a way of good. An individual may desire to express his feelings or may desire to suppress them, but some will not divulge to others their true feelings and the true inner person of that individual's life. And as a result, they get into a marriage. And in that marriage, they find themselves once again becoming the individual that they truly are within. And that person is far from the one that I thought I would marry. That person is far from the one that I thought was my friend and my companion for life. That decision being made is a terrible decision on my part because I found myself falling in love with someone that I did not check out and I did not find out was not the real person that he claimed to be or she claimed to be. Now, there are places in the Bible in which proverbs and proverbical ideas are found that are not in the book of Proverbs itself. And as a result of seeing those verses applied, we can find a deep understanding of the book of Proverbs as well as the statements made in other passages. For example, we find ourselves in the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, we find in chapter 9 the following. And if there be any other commandment, It is summed up in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Proverbs 9 and verse 13. Getting involved mentally and physically, instead of leaving one with a broken spirit, leaving one with an idea of love and commitment of love, is a way of life that I want to follow. It's a way of life that I want others to practice in my life. And so, when Miss Jane and I are married now 52 years of time, we find ourselves reflecting upon what we thought of one another once again as we began to court one another, as we began to date one another, as we began to talk about things of eternity and the way that we wanted to live life. We wanted to rear children and so forth in the way that God would have us to live life and rear them. This is a way of life. It's a way of honesty that we want to get to. It's a way of love that we want to have. And it is summed up in this commandment: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Proverbs 9 and verse 13. Finding ourselves in life, we find a way of life to look at other things. For the book of Psalms, in Psalm chapter 37 and verse 23, we find a statement made that is much like the Proverbs. It is noted that a man will walk in such a way that the Lord is pleased with his walk. And in that passage of Scripture in the book of Psalms chapter 37 and verse 23, "For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young," David said, "and now I'm old, but I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore." Proverbs 37, verse 23 through 27 tells us that we're to be people who depart from evil. And if we counsel ourselves against those things that are ultimately going to end in evil practices and wrongful practices and hurtful practices on the part of others, it's going to be a better way of life that I can do, a better way of life to me to follow. The wicked man flees when no man pursueth, according to Proverbs 28 and verse 1. It'll keep some people from getting in jail earlier than they would ever plan to, because they find themselves fleeing when really no man is pursuing them. When we find ourselves doing this in life, we find a way of life that is not good and not helpful to us at all. We at Crockett have gone through several days of sadness here in the loss of loved ones in this congregation as well as the community. And we have some counsel needed to recognize, to help us as we are bereaved and sad in life. It is noted to you and me in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, to have the power to stop rage of building up should use that power to our advantage, as we read there in Proverbs 4:23 and Proverbs 18 and verse 1. Rage is only caused by additional hurt to oneself or to others. And because of that, we find ourselves in a matter of sadness, often finding a way to hurt others as well as ourselves again and again and again. When that loved one that has passed away would not have that way of life to be practiced by any of us, they would want us to practice a better way of life, a better way of doing things. It is noted in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 8, "There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death." Notice an individual finds a day in which that is a way of life, and he passes away from this earthly life. But does he wish for an individual to live that way of life? No. Proverbs 15 verse 32 tells us that he would have him to live a way of life that is a sign of wisdom and not frailness. A way of wisdom and way of understanding, and not a way that is hurtful and harmful to others. Proverbs 15 and verse 32, "He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. When a person is humble in life, willing to learn, willing to listen, willing to thought, give thought, even to those that have passed away from this earthly life, as they realize their lifestyle, their activities, their teaching to us, their talking with us, has a way of life that they wanted us to follow, to imitate once again in life. That's the better way to live. That's the better way to live because it helps us, it helps others round about us, and it is far from being a way that goes to the way that is evil and wrongdoing. Listen to it once again in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 1. When we find a way of life that we find, and we find that not being a way that is helpful, he says, through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. When a person does that sort of thing, it's not ended at one's death. That way of life continues on in the lifestyle of those individuals left here on this earth. Lead that way of life, and you'll have a happiness in life. You'll have a joy in life that you cannot. It's not a way of life to prove that a person has it till death, and then everybody else in the family leaves it. To the contrary, we do not leave it. It is a way of life that was useful to the one who lived and passed away. It's a necessary way of life for you and me today. We've taken a look at a number of proverbs in the pages of the Bible, and a number of proverbs found in various other verses of Scripture as well. We find ourselves enjoying the statements made because those statements made deal with truth and honesty and fair play and goodwill and helpful ways. Those things deal with things that are good and helpful to a person's life. But if a person follows a way of life that is not that way, listen to what is said there in Proverbs 6, verses 31 through 34. A person who operates through life without understanding is vulnerable to immorality. A person who reacts with rage is an angry situation, and the burden of the loss of that confrontation. There is jealousy and a quality of life that is not good and not helpful. There is anger that causes a person to be angry enough to describe himself as the power of life and death is in the tongue, as you read in Proverbs 18. It is seriousness that we have in life, and we find ourselves analyzing what's being done. If we'll do that, we'll find ourselves a better way of life and better way of doing things. And we invite you to the services of the Church of Christ. Because in the churches of Christ, you find yourself teaching those things that God would have us to be and God would have us to do. And we find ourselves enjoying that relationship with Him as well as the relationship one with another. We invite you to the services of the Crockett Church of Christ, located out on Highway 4 west toward Tunica and toward that way of travel. And you find yourself coming by the building of the Crockett Church of Christ. We invite you to services this morning at 10:30 and tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a joy to be with you once again today to study with you from the book of the Bible that is really helpful in our daily walk of life. Thank you for being with us. You can hear these lessons again, CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. This is Robert Rawson speaking.